In a follow-up to his walk across Africa in 2001, biologist, explorer, and ecologist Michael Fay recently completed 7 months of aerial surveys of the African continent. The images shot from his low-flying plane create a visual record of the impact humans have had on Africa's diverse natural environment. Michael Fay made the 110,000-kilometer expedition in a small Cessna aircraft, equipped with computerized maps, a global positioning system, and a digital camera that was programmed to take a picture every 20 seconds.
I'm looking down at the ground the whole time through a glass door, and I'm making observations, clicking them into my computer the whole way. And I'm sitting there all day, every day, and all I'm doing is watching those photos come up, seeing, okay, are those cows down there, or is it wildlife? You know, how is that river doing? Is there water in it? Is there siltation? What kind of mine is that? And just all day, you're writing those notes as frantically as you possibly can, packing them into your computer.
Mr. Fay's mega flyover, a joint venture by the National Geographic Society and the Wildlife Conservation Society, traced a cloverleaf pattern over the continent from South Africa north to Morocco. Mr. Fay says the more than 100,000 photographs from the journey clearly show the impact of human activities. He says the ecosystems are healthiest where development has been balanced with conservation practices, as in the mountainous regions of Kenya and Tanzania.
Hundreds of thousands living very tightly around Mount Kenya and around Mount Kilimanjaro. The forests around those mountaintops are protected. The water systems work, and you see almost no erosion in those mountainous areas around Kenya and Tanzania.
Michael Fay cannot forget the site in the desert of Niger of a pair of attixes, remnants of a once thriving population of spiral-horned antelopes, or the thousands of blue wildebeest and zebra migrating over vast stretches of land, an indication of a healthy ecosystem. But elsewhere, he says, the picture was much different. Rows of coffins in graveyards in South Africa, presumably linked to the AIDS epidemic. Deeply eroded stream beds. And in Tanzania's Katavi National Park, a huge mass of hippos dying in the scorching sun.
You see that land uses upstream, rice culture and cattle, have really degraded that watershed. So not only are hippos suffering downstream in Katavi and in Ruaha National Parks, but hydroelectric schemes that depend also on that flow downstream are suffering.
Michael Fay says international donor organizations like the World Bank, the agency that funded the rice project in Tanzania, must rethink aid strategies. He says sustainable development must be part of the equation.
If we're looking at developing a rice scheme in Tanzania, we should be thinking about hippos and Katavi. We should be thinking about hydroelectric production downstream. If we're going to be logging in Madagascar, we should be thinking about natural resource conservation. We should be thinking about water for agriculture downstream. And I don't see that happening generally in the development community. We're talking about humanitarian assistance. We're talking about building roads and hospitals and schools. But we're not really integrating it into a development strategy that takes the natural resource base into account.
Michael Fay says natural resources management must also become part of the national consciousness, as in Gabon, where a network of national parks has become a catalyst for change.
The real talk of the town now is okay, you know, is it logging or is it conservation? And how are we managing that forestry resource? And who is it benefiting and who is it not benefiting? That discussion gets launched by this move for conservation and protected areas. And I think that the more action like that we see, the greater this debate will bring us towards a sustainable future.
Michael Fay says he plans to use the images and data from the mega flyover to urge governments to enforce existing laws that protect the environment and to encourage world leaders and international aid agencies to promote better management strategies that can sustain both Africa's people and the natural environment. I'm Roseanne Scott.